Welcome back to Highly Successful Couples, the show that helps couples grow together instead of growing apart. I'm your host, Nick Solacek, and today I want to talk to you about something simple yet powerful, an idea that the small things we do every day matter way more than we think. And I've ruthlessly borrowed this, stolen this from one of my favorite personal development thought leaders, Jim Rohn, who was a mentor of Tony Robbins. Both of these guys, you know, can be controversial in their own way. I think Jim Rohn was involved in teaching and speaking, leading marketing seminars for companies that had like multi-level marketing pyramid schemes and stuff like this going on. But if you never listen to him, I highly recommend it. I'm not here to run a MLM scam, but you know, Jim has really, really put some profound and simple ideas down. And specifically, I recommend the audiobooks that he's narrated or the public talks that he's done, because there's some really just grounded, practical, timeless advice that I believe all entrepreneurs can really benefit from. Now, he passed away in 2009, but his words stay with me. And his teaching was practical and really filled with heart. And there's one idea that I want to talk about today that he shared that's really stuck with me. And, you know, to be honest, that sometimes I struggle to integrate. And it's really that the things that are easy to do are also easy not to do. It's easy to make a healthy meal. It's easy to say thank you. It's easy to read a chapter a day of a book that you're working on. It's easy to tell your partner something you appreciate about them. But it's also easy not to. It's also easy to skip that. And when we skip those little things once, twice, again and again, they start to stack up. And before we know it, we've built a completely different kind of life than the one we've intended. Because if you stack this up over a week, over a month, over a year, over years of your life, that's how those big mistakes are made, is those small choices every day. And this is especially true in relationships. When people come to me and talk about the end of their relationship, they rarely describe everything coming down to a single blow-up moment. It's usually that they felt like death by a thousand cuts, not one big betrayal, not one big failure, just small daily neglects, a lack of consideration, drifting into selfishness, lack of listening. Maybe they stop being curious. Maybe they stop doing the little things that made love feel more alive. And over time, those small errors in judgment, the things that were easy to do, but were easy not to do, created a relationship that became unbearable. And now, you know, some people do make big mistakes, and sometimes they make choices that completely alter the course of their lives in a negative way. That happens. But more often, it's the slow erosion. It's the forgetting. It's the not doing. And we all live busy lives. We're managing work, family, bills, our own health, our relationships outside of our primary partner. The to-do list is endless. The pressure is real. The dishes are always stacking up. But the hard truth is that life will always be like that. There will always be a to-do list. There will always be distractions. There will always be reasons to delay growth. And there will always be one more episode to watch or one more, you know, reel to watch on your phone before bed. And in the middle of all that noise, there's a possibility. There's a moment every day where you can choose to be intentional, where you can book that therapy appointment. You can go for the run. You can pause and take a moment to give your partner a compliment or an acknowledgement about something that they do, about the way that they look, about who they are as a person. You can read 10 pages of that book that's been sitting on your shelf. And these small disciplines, they're the building blocks of a great relationship and a great life. And so just to zoom out here for a moment, because we're also living in a time when it's really easy to be consumed by what's happening out there in the world, whether it's politics, the news cycle, global injustice, There's a lot that we can think about, care about, and be concerned about. But what I believe is that if you're more upset about what's happening in the White House than what's happening under your own roof, then you might be a little bit off track. And that's not a call to ignorance. Sure, vote, volunteer, speak up, advocate, express yourself. But we need to get our house in order. We need to get our relationship in order. So start with that. Because when we feel good about ourselves, when we're making progress in our lives and relationships, we actually become more capable of contributing to the world in a meaningful way and supporting our community and being there for people that matter to us or people that we don't know, but just a cause that we want to support. And we cannot pour from an empty cup, and you can't change the world if you're avoiding the mess and the problems at home. So parents, if you're doing well, chances are your kids will be doing well. Not just financially, but emotionally, psychologically, spiritually. Chances are, if you're really, truly doing well, your kids will be doing well. Now, obviously, there are exemptions to this. There are, you know, extreme examples or specific cases where that might not be true because of something that's going on. Money helps us, absolutely. But I've also worked with enough high-earning, miserable couples to know that you can have a beautiful home and still feel very alone inside of it. You can have millions of dollars in the bank, but very little appreciation in your relationship. So what actually matters is how you are showing up. Are you growing? Are you learning? Are you taking responsibility? Are you practicing the habits that make love, peace, and purpose feel real in your daily life? So here's my invitation to you. Take a good, honest look at your life and your relationship right now. What's working? What's not working? What's in alignment? What's out of alignment? If something's not working for you, how could it be better? How is it that you actually want it to be instead? Because it's easy to feel negative. It's easy to feel a lack and a scarcity and to focus on the things that aren't working. But it can be much more difficult to hold the higher, positive, exciting vision for our life and for our relationships and for the circumstances and the environment and the qualities that we really want to have, that we really want to have manifest. So I want you to think about that. And you don't need to fix everything overnight. That would be a recipe for burnout. But instead, ask yourself, what's one small thing I could do today that would make a difference 6 months from now? What's one small change? What's one thing I could commit to? And maybe it's a morning walk. Maybe it's quitting a bad habit. Maybe it's learning one new communication skill or talent, taking a class, taking a course. Maybe it's choosing to express appreciation, to share something you love about your partner. Maybe it's calling a friend that you haven't seen in a while. These are small things, but they're not insignificant and they compound. And the things that are easy to do are easy not to do. And we live in a time where we consume a lot. Podcasts, books, videos, Instagram posts, social media. We're absorbing ideas all the time. But the missing link for many people is integration, turning all that inspiration into consistent, small actions, or turning it into action at all, integrating what we're learning into our life, applying that knowledge in a meaningful way. So as you and I move through this season of our life, whatever it looks like, ask yourself, what am I practicing? What am I repeating? What am I building? And it sounds cliche, but a great life isn't built in one day. A great relationship isn't built in one moment. It's built by daily discipline, small, consistent efforts that add up over time. So make the most of this season and prepare for the next. That's all we can do. And I want you to know, personally, in my life, I am doing this as well. I am cutting things out. I am making changes. I am refining. I'm feeling where certain things are out of alignment, where certain things aren't totally working for me. A great example is with this podcast. I decided to remove video to be able to accelerate my production process, to be able to eliminate going back and forth with team members and making all kinds of decisions, to just doing this at home, me and the audience connecting over audio, publishing in this way, so that I can get these episodes out, so that I can get over my resistance of all the other things that are involved as soon as we bring video into the conversation. And it feels great. It feels easy. It feels so much more liberating to be able to create in this way. Another example, social media. I feel like over the winter, I spent too much time on it. You know, maybe, I don't know, 45 minutes a day. I think if I remember my screen time is right. That is an absolutely ridiculous amount of time for me personally to be spending on social. But I also want to, you know, be there when people have questions or they're reaching out for support. So I'm checking it. And then I get drawn into memes and I get drawn into all that. So I finally downloaded one of these apps that helps manage your social media time and spent the $100 a year or whatever it is to actually restrict access. So when I have that reflex to pick up my phone for that hit of dopamine, the apps are blocked and I have to go through a series of steps if I actually want to open them up. But it signals and reminds me of the behavior change that I want to make. So I'm just saying this because I don't want to come off as someone that's saying, you know, you need to change, you need to do this, you need to look at your life without acknowledging that I am looking at my own life. I am examining, I am feeling into what's working and what's not working. If I'm off track, then I'm going to take responsibility for that. And what happens if we all do that? What happens if partners do this, you know, that we have conversations about where we feel like we're off track? And yeah, we can hold each other accountable as romantic partners, as a witness, you know, for each other's growth opportunity. But just actually to share that with one another, to acknowledge that, hey, I want to grow in this way. You know, I really see maybe this isn't working for me, because you know your partner sees it, right? We see the opportunities for our partner very easily. We see maybe the ways that they're going wrong or the ways they could do better. But we often have a tendency to not be looking at ourselves in the same way, right? What are our opportunities? And so what happens when we own those, we take responsibility for those and let our partner know that we see the truth of the matter. So thanks for being here today with me. Take good care of yourself. Take care of your relationships. Do the easy things on a daily basis. And I'll see you in the next episode.